Ron Scollin is married to Suzanne Wong Scollin. She's of Chinese extraction and she grew up in Hawaii. When Ron talks to his wife, Susie, he finds that she accuses him of interrupting. She says, "You ask me a question and then you ask me another one before I even had a chance to answer." Because Susie's sense of how much pause you leave between one person's talk and another is longer than Ron's sense. When Ron talks to me, I'm the fast talker. When he talks to Susie, he's the fast talker. Susie and Ron Scollin have done research among Athabascan Indians in Alaska. In Alaska, Susie is the one who is often accused of interrupting, for not waiting long enough for the Athabascan Indians to begin speaking. Unless we think that that's the end of the story, Ron Scollin, who was teaching at the University of Fairbanks in Alaska, had his students read some of the essays that I had written in which I characterized my own style. Not only that I leave very little pause between turns, but also the fact that, like many of my fellow New Yorkers, the best way that I feel to get to know somebody is to talk to them. Among Athabascan Indians in Alaska, the feeling is you don't really talk to people unless you know them, and you get to know them by hanging around and not talking. In addition, among Athabascan Indians, apparently when you ask a question, there's no feeling that you have to answer right away. You can answer much later or the next day or maybe never. Questions are not perceived as compulsory the way they are in our conversational style. So Ron had his students read some of my essays, and then he asked them a question on a midterm. Deborah Tannen, he said, went to Fort Chukun. That happens to be a village right inside the Arctic Circle in Alaska. And it's true, Ron had invited me to a conference, and while I was there, I took a trip to Fort Chukun. So Ron asked on the midterm exam, Deborah Tannen went to Fort Chukun, what do you think was her experience there? And most people answered as he expected they would. She probably had a hard time because people in Fort Chukun don't talk to strangers. In fact, what had happened was that after about 2 hours of nobody talking to me, I called the local missionary. But one student in Ron Scollin's class came from the northernmost village in the Arctic Circle. That student's answer to the question was, "People in Fort Chukun talk so fast, Deborah Tannen probably fit right in." I like this story because it captures a point that I want to be working toward here. I've been talking in all these lectures about styles common to women, styles common to men, and styles that differ by ethnic, regional, cultural, and class background. But no style carries its meaning or has a particular effect in isolation. You always have to think about not only what is that person's baseline style, but what is their style in that context, and how does their style in that context interplay with, interact with, the styles of the other people present? You may be a fast talker who's always interrupting and a slow talker who gets interrupted depending on the style of the person you're speaking to. Similarly, you may be perceived as indirect in one situation and very direct in another. You may be perceived as talking too much about personal things by one friend and too little about personal things by another friend. Every aspect of our style is going to get a reaction based on the style and expectations of the person we're speaking to. I've given a lot of examples about how we can use our insights into conversational style to improve situations at work. How about some of those situations that I described at home? What about the couple where at the end of the day she wants to talk and he wants to be quiet? She wants to talk about problems. He wants to give her a solution. She wants him to talk about problems. He feels that recapping the problems is going to be suffering through them all over again, and he doesn't want to do that. There's a number of things you could do. One solution would be just accept the differences. She might decide she's going to do that kind of talk with her sister, with her mother, with her daughter, with her friends, and not expect to get it from her husband.